And so as not to delay you all, we're going to go ahead and start the meeting. We're going to not approve the agenda because we're going to change the order a little bit. So I'd like to first do introductions so everybody knows. Does everybody know each other? Okay.
Yeah, we all do. And we're still here in spite of it.
That's great. And now we're going to go ahead and move to public comment now. And again, it's anything that's not on the agenda, and you have 3 minutes. And is there any public comment?
I find that these meetings seem to lack a positive agenda that emanates from the district. We seem to have some sort of dog and pony show from the hospital's lessee. The hospital district also seems to cancel this meeting about 40% of the time. This doesn't really characterize robust lease compliance.
Anything else? You've got another minute.
I don't want to beat this point, but like, in other words, I hadn't seen the lessee's last presentation restored to the minutes after they said they would. This kind of makes a mockery out of having audio minutes, because what do they have to refer to? They can't look at a package and see, oh, this is what the speaker is referring to. It also doesn't lend itself to public scrutiny, because you get to look at this thing once on a screen, and if you're not here, that's all you see. And some of these things, we've had employees from the hospital come and say they are not true. So none of these presentations lend themselves to public scrutiny and serious discussion. So I really don't see, and there are significant, I think it's like 10, it's 8 or 10 lease objectives named out in the preamble to the lease of Desert Regional Medical Center. That should be the basis of what this committee is all about, not like whatever the lessee wants to present on any given day.
Thank you. Stephanie?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a silence for a change.
Okay. Let me just respond to one thing you said, at the risk of just responding to one thing, and that's I do think that any presentation that's given here should be included on a link to the on the website. We do that normally, don't we?
We do. However, you know, it's subject to what is given or provided.
Right, but it's a public presentation here, which means it's public, and therefore it ought to be put on the link. I mean, I think. Unless it's not public.
Well, what we've been communicated is that it was being presented here in the room and open to public, but the actual document is not provided for publication.
I think the board should talk about that.
Okay.
That's absolutely positively ridiculous.
Thank you. I agree with you. I think the board needs to talk about it. And you'll have a chance to address the board when they talk about it. Okay? All right. Let's move on.
Would it be appropriate to withdraw today's presentation until this is resolved?
Yeah.
Because I would prefer to withdraw today's presentation until it's resolved as to what is expected, what's requested, and how this group would like to move forward with the
list. First of all, I do think we need a legal opinion, and we don't have a legal person here. And you don't have a legal person here. And my understanding, which could be wrong, is that a public session is a public session. But we need to have our legal opinion, and you have every right to withdraw the presentation.
Because we do frequently make presentations, and we do not necessarily copy and distribute the documentation, but we do it for conversation purposes. So I think your issues needs to be resolved before.
The conversation does not extend only to those in this room.
We're not having a discussion, okay? I have your opinion.
So you're done, Chris.
Okay. Let's see. Let's do information. Let's do old business revised Desert Regional Medical Center annual report. Can we do that?
Sure.
question though, please, if I may. Although she's not gonna do the presentation, can we have a verbal update?
I think the question is the data,
okay.
And what data is public versus what data is proprietary. And I understand there's a line there that you
cross.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No, I understand. And you may be crossing it because you thought it wasn't going to be published. And if that's not the case, then you need to change that.
Yes.
That's great. Okay. So we're going to talk about the revised annual report, Chris.
Okay, when it was originally presented, there was a sequencing numbering issue that was off on the report beginning number 14.9. So the report has been revised and is just being presented for information purposes for the record.
Okay, any questions? Okay. And then hospital safety and compliance inspection schedule, page 30.
Okay, so at the October Governance and Oversight Committee meeting was discussed about doing hospital inspections. A sample was provided by Grossmont Healthcare District in the schedule that they use. And so we've used this format that we've gotten together with the Regional Medical Center staff, COO Michael DeToro, and has put together a quarterly schedule of the facilities to review each quarter and do inspections on, and both sides feel that this is an acceptable schedule to follow. It cycles through on a two-year basis. And from that will be developed, from those inspections will be developed any kind of checklists or observations that would need to be addressed and resolved, if any at all.
Okay, anything else? Any questions or comments about the schedule? Okay, any public comments about the schedule? Okay. Great. Now we are going to have to wait till Carol gets here to act on 6-3. So I think we should take a 5-minute break.
Recess.